From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said he is immediately ending the so-called wet foot, dry foot policy that let any Cuban who steps foot on U.S. soil remain in the United States without a visa. Obama called it an important step in normalizing relations with Cuba. The president said Cuba has agreed to take back Cuban migrants who arrive in the U.S. without permission. An investigator at the U.S. Justice Department says he is launching a probe of the agency's handling of the investigation of Democrat Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. National security expert and law professor Jamil Jaffer on the DOJ Department of Justice probe.
DOJ's Inspector General announced today that in response to congressional inquiries and other inquiries, that he's going to initiate an investigation of the way in which the FBI handled the Clinton investigation. And it sounds like they're going to include in that the decisions to send those letters to Congress and describe the status of the investigation.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz said he would look at how the Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey conducted his year-long probe of Clinton. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, has told U.S. President-elect Donald Trump that the intelligence community did not create a document purporting to contain scandalous information about Mr. Trump obtained by the Russians. Clapper says he told the president-elect the intelligence community has not made any judgment that the information is reliable. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The men tapped to lead the Pentagon and the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, Thursday advocated a tough approach toward Russia when they spoke at their congressional confirmation hearings. CIA nominee Mike Pompeo.
It is going to require an incredibly robust American response, a response that is a security-related response, that is, we have to get better at defending against these, and then a response that holds actors accountable who commit these kind of actions against the United States of America.
Defense Department nominee General James Mattis.
I think we have got to restore a better relationship with Israel and with our Arab allies. I think there's a sense on their part that we are indifferent to the situation they face, the security situation that they face.
The U.S. Senate must approve the presidential cabinet nominees. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Vietnamese leaders in Hanoi today during his last foreign trip as the top American diplomat.
The shift in our administrations in Washington is not going to alter or fundamentally undermine the commitment of the United States to the prosperity and the stability and security of the Asia Pacific. And the reason for that is basic. Our friendship doesn't depend on individuals or personalities, one president or the other, one party or the other.
Kerry is scheduled to visit the Mekong Delta, where he fought during the Vietnam War. After Vietnam, Kerry travels to Paris for a conference on Middle East peace and to London to meet with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. On the final leg of his last trip as Secretary of State, Kerry will attend the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. U.S. officials just announced a joint military operation in northern Afghanistan in early November regretfully killed 33 Afghan civilians and wounded 27 others. The deadly attack in Kunduz province flattened dozens of homes. According to the Afghan and U.S. military officials, the joint operation was conducted to capture Taliban leaders who were plotting violence to seize the capital, Kunduz. The Syrian army said Friday Israel has launched a missile strike on a Syrian military airbase near Damascus that has caused a series of explosions. Syria warned Israel about repercussions for the flagrant attack. Syria said it would continue to fight against terrorism. The Syrian airport had been used as a base to fire rockets into rebel-held areas in the Damascus suburbs. And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.